This is different than a usual concert in that you've already seen them do their sound check, but please, a warm official welcome to the stage, the Indigo Girls.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
How are you? This is very quaint and intimate.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hi, welcome back.
Thank you.
It wasn't all that long ago that you were here for Bumbershoot, and that was a fake Seattle day. This is genuine Seattle.
That's right.
We're feeling it.
Just a couple quick questions before you guys get started. The new CD is brilliant. Come On Now, Social. In fact, when you guys were in the Mountain Music Lounge right before your Bumbershoot appearance, the CD hadn't even been released yet. And at that time, I was going to ask the question, what does Come On Now Social refer to? But I thought, gosh, maybe it's so obvious that I'm the only one that doesn't know. But now I've been hit with the question a number of times from people saying, Come On Now Social, is it an event? Is it is it a noun? Is it a verb?
It's both, I think. It's from a song that I was working on, and it was a line from the song, and we kind of thought it summed up what we were trying to say with the record, which I think was figuring out how to find your place, you know, in the world. And at an early age, maybe you're dealing with, you know, peer pressure, and you're trying to be something you're not, maybe, or it means a call to action. You know, it's a lot of different things, and a lot of them conflict with each other. But I think that was the point of the title, is to just feel sort of conflicted, but willing to face up to it.
I've read a few reviews on the album, and a lot of them say that this is almost like it's like two solo albums in one. But isn't that the way you guys record a lot of your albums or write a lot of your albums?
Well, we write our songs separately. So Amy writes hers and I write mine, and we get together and we arrange them. So that's when we talk about harmony parts or instrumental parts. And then in the studio, we share production ideas, but the one who wrote the song gets the veto power in the end. So, I mean,
it's
works
a system
like
that seems to work.
It's worked for 20 years, so yeah. We just keep on going.
That's great. And and a song on the album that I believe you wrote, Amy, that is incredibly powerful is the song Faye Tucker, based on Carla Faye Tucker, the first woman to be executed in Texas since the Civil War, correct? Was that based on personal contact you had with her, or just about reading about that tragic situation?
It was based on reading. I had no contact with her, but, you know, we're anti-death penalty for a number of reasons, and so it was less about her specifically, you know, being a woman than rather, you know, the first woman executed, rather than just about the idea that there's a higher moral ground, I think, you know, and I don't believe that. I mean, we've been in the presence of people that have family that have died from violent crimes that are opposed to the death penalty, and just by virtue of their experience, they don't feel there's any resolution to come from the state sanctioning, you know, murder. And also, in our justice system, there's so much racial and class bias involved in it that it can't be, there's not a just hand, you know, at the guillotine, basically. And so that's some of our reasons. But Faye, you know, that in particular situation was interesting because she did become kind of a pawn between the two opposing sides, and I wanted to speak to that too and just say, you know, we have to remember there's a person involved when we're doing all of our protesting and that she has her own voice.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat along those same, I mean, just the fact that you guys are still very much socially and politically involved. We were supposed to, on the mountain this morning, have an auction, a fundraising event for Home Alive, which didn't come off, but on Monday of this next week, we are going to air songs from this performance at 3:30 in the afternoon. And at that point in time, I'd invite all of you to tune in not only to hear that, but also to take part in the fundraising efforts for Home Alive, which is an organization that you are very supportive of.
Yeah, I mean, we like, there's certain, I mean, we've been touring for long enough now that communities, we're sort of familiar with different communities. Seattle, we're more familiar with because we've spent a lot of time here. And this one group, Home Alive, teaches, you know, self-defense to young girls and older women, and they do courses all over the city in different community centers, and they do different things to just help honor the name of Mia Zapata. And so we support them and we want to raise money for them. And tonight at the show, we're going to actually be donating part of the merchandise and trying to do a bunch of different efforts around them.
I believe tonight's show is a sellout, or if it's not, it's so, so close. So this is a real treat for us. Keep up the great work.
Thanks,
ladies and gentlemen, the Indigo Girls.
Thank you.